Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. There are several freshman representatives in the Oklahoma State Congress this year. Denise Brewer is the newly elected Democratic representative for District 71. Recently, KRMG's Russell Mills talked to Brewer about her new job.
We are on with Representative Denise Brewer. Full disclosure, Denise and I have known each other for a while because we work together at a TV station here in town that shall remain nameless because neither of us work there anymore. Which is
for many years.
Yes, for many years. And it's undergone many changes. Hardly know anybody over there anymore. Anyway, that's beside the point. You were elected in a district that's what? Generally been Republican, right? Over the years?
Yes. It has been Republican for, I think, 8 terms it's been Republican, and I flipped it. Blue.
You flipped it. So, and that was not, that didn't happen a whole lot in this last election cycle. I don't think as much as maybe Democrats are hoped for or that observers were thinking might happen.
We were, you know, worked really hard in District 71 to flip that district. It was considered the most flippable district in the state because, just to give you the parameters of the district, it goes from 21st to 81st and from the river to Lewis. And in that area, you know, there's a lot of Republicans, but most of our Republicans lean a little more progressive. And there are a lot of Democrats and a lot of independents also. So we just worked hard. I knocked every door in the district, and the hard work paid off. And so here I am driving home from the Capitol, ready for the weekend.
And how was your first week at the Capitol? Was it, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed? Was it, gosh, this is fun? Or what have I, good Lord, what have I gotten myself into? What what was it like for you?
Well, people have been asking me that, but let me just give you a little taste of what it's been like. I was elected November 6th. Sworn in November 15th, I had 8 bills that were due by December 7th. I had substantial language due under the titles of those bills by December 28th. We had meetings all through January. And so going into our first day of full session was kind of like, finally, finally we're doing this instead of just talking about it and having other meetings. But this week was, you know, we had our committee meetings and started meeting up close and personal with our colleagues and our committees that we're going to be working with. And since the bills are just now being divided into committees, you know, we really haven't had much to do on the floor. So we've been having, you know, we've been doing presentations and doctor of the day, nurse of the day, stuff like that. And then we get back to our offices and do some more work on our bills and communicate with our constituents.
So I made the point in a story I did, I think it aired Monday on opening day, that this legislature is right at 75% Republican and 75% mm-hmm. male. And so, at least from a statistical perspective, I don't think there's any argument that it is not representative of the population of the state of Oklahoma.
As, no, it is not.
As both a Democrat and a female in that legislative body, talk to me a little bit about the challenges that's going to represent for you as you're trying to move your bills forward.
Well, there is, you run into the old guard, which is what I will refer to, you know, as the good old days when it was the buddy system. For example, when we were given our pins, that our state representative pins that we wear when we're doing representative duties, they have different pins for men and women. And the men get a pin and cufflinks, a very nice set. And the women, and it comes in a jewelry box and all that stuff. And the women are all in just one baggie, and they're what I call bedazzled. They have these little crystals all the way around them, I guess to make them feminine. And I thought, that's just such a waste of time and money. We should all be wearing the same pin. And, you know, it's things like that that are kind of holdovers. And, you know, I'm in many committees where I'm the only female. And, but more than that being a negative, they do show a lot of respect when I have something to say, and they take me seriously, and I don't waste anyone's time, and they don't waste mine. So, you know, there are very few ladies' bathrooms. It's kind of like being at an old football stadium. You can't find a ladies' bathroom to save your life. And that's from the old days when they didn't have women there.
Do you think that this freshman class of representatives and senators, which I think is about 40% of this legislature, folks who've never held office, never been there before, do you think that just having that much fresh blood around is going to help change some of the, what I hear you saying is institutionally there are still these little holdovers from the days of yore.
Yes.
Do you think that all that fresh blood is going to help sort of overcome some of that institutional,
I do think so because, for example, I'm on the Government Efficiency Committee. And, you know, one way to be efficient is to just order one batch of pins, and that saves us money.
And 86, the cufflinks, because honestly, I don't know five men in my life that I've seen wearing cufflinks in the last 10 years. Of course, I don't.
I know.
I'm not a suit guy, but just saying.
And the cufflinks can be used as pins. So basically, you're giving the men three pins, and the women get one that's circled in rhinestones.
And bedazzled, as you put it.
The bedazzled, yeah.
Right. Okay. Interesting. You know, go ahead.
What we're doing, though, right now is we're starting to get into some really strong, you know, people are becoming very aware of the bills that we're facing ahead of us. And the constituents are calling me and some of whom are very worried. You know, right now they're very worried about the bill that is known for constitutional carry, which would allow anybody to go buy a gun without any kind of background check or a license or anything like that. And a rumor has been spread that bill got skipped committee and it was going straight to the floor. And that is not true. Every bill has to go through committee. And I am fervently against that bill. We don't need to become, you know, Oklahoma, the uneducated, you know, the Wild West, and, you know, at the bottom of another list. So, you know, to my constituents and to fellow Tulsans, I am fervently against that bill. So worry not.
So
I will fight as hard as I can against that.
So tell me what other bills are on people's minds when you're hearing from your constituents. Obviously, that one's going to be a bone of contention, but I'm sure there's a couple others that people are concerned over.
Well, there's an odd one that I heard a lot about today, that for some reason it caught people's attention today, and it's about lab-created meat. They take a few cells from an animal, and they put it in a petri dish, and they feed it whatever stuff it needs, and they create meat in a laboratory. And they're wanting to label this as beef or chicken or whatever the cells, you know, came from. And a lot of people are very, very against labeling that beef or chicken. And that was... that's just something that really caught me off guard. I didn't know we were growing
synthetic
ground
meat.
Beef in petri dishes.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So wouldn't that, I guess I'm confused. Wouldn't that be an FDA thing? Wouldn't there be a federal guideline?
It's already been. It's a USDA and an FDA issue, which they've, this started, I guess, in 2016. They've already gotten approval through both of those organizations. And, you know, they've already gotten to the point where they've done taste testing and all kinds of stuff.
But labeling.
They're trying to come into Oklahoma. And in Oklahoma, since we're a beef state, you know, they don't want it to be able to be labeled a beef product in a beef state when it was made in a petri dish.
Well, I think I understand that. And certainly if I was a cattle rancher, I would be vehemently opposed to that idea.
It's just interesting. But, you know, some of the bills that I have include... for example, it one of them is about our prison system, because what we've created in Oklahoma is a debtor's prison. If you can't pay the fines or fees, you go to jail, and then you lose your job, you might lose your home, there's no way you can pay your fees, and then you get fined even more while you're in jail or in prison. So I have one of my bills says that you cannot be jailed if you commit a misdemeanor and you can't pay your fine. Another is a bill for domestic violence that would allow women to testify via video monitor and with a counselor so that they don't have to face the intimidation of their alleged aggressor and alleged,
attacker.
Person who assaulted them.
Yeah.
I brought in a bill that would make solar power. There's been a lot of the energy companies don't want solar power to come into Oklahoma, and they've got a lot of bills that have blocked it. But my bill would allow solar power companies to come in, bringing in new jobs, new industry, and a way to save money on their electric bills, and a way to, if you wanted to do solar power, you can finance it instead of having to pay for it all at once. You'd be able to pay it out a little at a time, and your electric bills would go down to nothing.
Hmm.
And then there's a bill, there's an issue that I talked about a lot on my campaign. A lot of big, large corporations that do their work inside of Oklahoma, but they keep their funds in another state, for example, Arkansas. And by doing that, they avoid paying income tax in Oklahoma. And my bill would stop that loophole, and they would have to keep their funds in Oklahoma and pay Oklahoma taxes, bringing more revenue into Oklahoma. So that's just a few of the bills that I have that I've been working on right now.
All righty. So I'm interested in, there's a ton. I mean, I think I remember doing a report that there was something in the neighborhood of 27 or 2800 bills and joint resolutions filed going into this legislative session. Clearly, a lot of those are not going to make it to the floor. I'd say the vast majority will not make it to the floor.
The vast majority won't.
But there will be, some interesting bills out there. One of yours is basically on criminal justice reform. That is certainly going to be at the top of the list. Education is going to be at the top of the list. Budgeting.
My education bill it's already, it's a statute in the Oklahoma Constitution that was passed many years ago that says the first budgetary item to be addressed every year is to fully fund education. Well, they did it once, and then it's just been ignored ever since with no punitive action at all. Well, my bill brings back that reminder of this is part of our Constitution. This must be education must be fully funded first, but I add a little bite to it that says, if you fail to do so, you will lose 1 week's pay, and that pay will be put into the education fund.
A little stick.
Yeah, we'll see if that makes it through committee.
District 71, State Representative Denise Brewer. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interviews. This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.